On today's Kids Corner, Liz and his dad go to a baseball game.
Smiling Tom digs in. It's another fastball, and Smiling Tom swings. Wow, he connected on that one. It's a high fly ball to left field. It's got a chance. It might just go all the way. This could be the series right here.
Heads up, Liz. Here it comes.
Yeah! Dad, I got it! I got it!
Stay tuned. Time for Kids Corner's Liz and Friends.
Hi, Liz.
30 minutes of adventure.
It's only the coolest and most popular club in school.
With Liz, Lucille, Skink, Spike, Scooter, Grandpa Noli, and all their friends.
It isn't Liz and Lucille.
So get set for lifetime adventures.
Oh, I can't believe this.
With Liz and Friends.
That is one strange lizard.
Liz had waited months for this incredible night to finally arrive.
Game 7 of the Desert World Series. The Badland Venom Spitters versus the Terrene Mudslingers.
Yes, the Terrene Mudslingers had made it all the way to the Desert World Series, and Liz and his dad had tickets for the third row along the left field fence. The stadium buzzed with excitement.
Peanuts? Cotton candy here.
Oh, cotton candy with insect sprinkles. Can we get some, Dad? Huh, can we please?
Sure, son, why not?
Man, this is the greatest. I hope I catch a home run ball.
I wouldn't count on it, Liz. There's a lot of people here tonight. Never seen a stadium so packed.
Oh, hot dogs. Cool. Hot dogs. Can I have one, please?
Oh, I guess. But, Liz?
Yeah?
I guarantee you'll improve your chances of catching a ball if you keep your eyes on the game and not on the food vendors.
Yeah, you're right, Dad. Gotcha. Keep my eye on the ball. Got it.
The game was action-packed, with the two teams trading the lead back and forth, inning after inning. Liz kept his eye on the game while also munching on cotton candy, hot dogs, peanuts, and a jumbo-sized cactus juice complete with a straw that looked like a miniature baseball bat.
There is one out left at the bottom of the ninth, and the score is all tied up at 12. And now, batting for the Terrene Mudslingers, Smiling Tom Salamander.
Oh, Smiling Tom, he is my favorite.
Smiling Tom gets set for the first pitch. It's a fastball down the middle of the plate. He swings, strike one. Tom took a mighty swing, but his bat was late.
Come on, Smiling, you can do it. Hit a homer. Smiling, Smiling, Smiling.
Pitcher leans forward. That's his sign from the catcher. Wind up. Another blazing fastball, and it's strike two.
Oh, I can't take the suspense, Dad. This is killing me.
Me too.
The next three pitches were all balls. The count was now full. Three balls and two strikes.
This next pitch could decide the ball game, the series, and who will be the next Desert World Series champion.
Oh, I can't watch, Dad. I just can't watch.
How are you going to catch that home run ball if your eyes are closed?
Okay, that's a good point. All right, I'm watching, but if he strikes out, I will not be happy about it.
Smiling Tom digs in. Pitcher has his sign. Wind up. It's another fastball, and Smiling Tom swings. Wow, he connected on that one. It's a high fly ball to left field. It's got a chance. It might just go all the way. This could be the series right here.
Heads up, Liz. Here it comes. It's coming to you, Liz. It's coming right to you. Oh, wow, Liz, that was a major league catch. Pretty amazing. Hold on to it, Liz. You'll want to keep that ball a long time.
Yeah, I'm going to put it on my dresser right next to my baseball trophies.
Good idea. You want me to hold it for you?
No, do not worry, Dad. There is no way I'm going to lose this one. So are you ready to go?
Well, I thought you might want to try to get that ball signed.
Really?
We can at least try. Come on, let's head down to the field and see if we can get Smiling Tom's autograph on that game-winning home run ball.
So Liz and his dad headed to the field to find Smiling Tom.
Smiling Tom! Smiling Tom, I caught your home run ball! Oh, Dad, he can't hear me.
Keep trying, Liz. There are an awful lot of people down here.
Hey, look, here he comes. He's coming this way. Excuse me, Smiling Tom! Smiling Tom! I caught your home run ball!
Well, what do you know?
Oh, would you sign it?
Sure. What's your name, son?
Oh, Liz Gerardo. But my friends just call me Liz.
Great. Here you go, Liz.
Oh, thanks.
So, did he make a nice catch, Dad?
I think we might just have a future pro ball player in the family.
Impressive.
Oh, it was nothing.
Catch you later, superstar.
Oh, bye, Smiling Tom! autograph ball from Smilin' Tom Salamander. Dad, this has been the best night of my entire life.
Well, I'd say I got quite a bargain on those tickets if this turned out to be the best night of your life.
Can I show my friends when I get home, huh? Can I?
No, not tonight, Liz. It'll be way too late by the time we get back.
Build up your faith each week with the Kids' Corner Devotions. Now available at kidscorner.net.
Welcome to Kids' Corner Devotions.
Read or listen each week and share the devotions as a family with a Bible message, readings, and prayer.
Wherever you go, I will watch over you.
Included each week is a Casey's Day comic, illustrating the theme of the week through the eyes of three Christian kids. You can download the audio and listen along with hosts Dexter.
I'm Dexter.
And Marilisa.
I'm Marilisa.
Learn more about the Bible, memorize a new verse, and pray for the week ahead.
Will you pray with me?
Hey, Mom and Dad, there's a parent blog for you too, so you can build on what your kids are learning each week.
Use my gifts. Go with my blessing.
So check out the Kids' Corner Weekly Devotional, now available at kidscorner.net.
Liz was the first student to show up at school the next morning. He paced in circles around the jungle gym, waiting anxiously for his friends, or anyone for that matter, to arrive. Finally, when he had started wondering if he'd gotten mixed up and it was actually Saturday, Maury showed up.
Hey, Liz, what are you doing here so early?
Maury, you are never going to believe what happened to me yesterday.
Very possibly not, Liz. Enlighten me. What happened?
Well, you know, my dad had tickets for the battle.
Liz told Maury the story of the game and the autographed home run ball, sparing no detail. Before long, other kids began to gather around. Soon, Liz decided to sit up high on the monkey bars so everyone could hear him. And by the time he'd finished, nearly half the kids in school were sitting on the grass, listening to him.
I got the ball, and then I took it for an autograph, and Smiling Tom signed it, and he said, "Catch you later, superstar."
Wow. Hey, Liz, can I come over and see this legendary ball after school?
Of course you can, Maury. I just didn't want to invite everybody to come over, you know.
What's wrong, Lizarardo? Afraid we'll find your stories full of tumbleweeds?
Yeah, we'll see who's full of tumbleweeds, Skink. You come on over and see for yourself.
I will, because I watched the whole game, and I didn't see you at all.
Well, that's because you must have been stuffing your face with fly guts when I caught the home run ball.
I said I watched the whole game, Liz, and I never saw you. Never.
Skink, it would be my pleasure to show you my historic game-winning home run ball.
Yeah? Well, if you do have the home run ball, it's worth a fortune.
Oh, please, it's not for sale, Skink, ever.
Of course it isn't, because you ain't got it.
As soon as school ended, Liz headed straight home, leading a small parade of Maury, Lucille, Spike, and of course, Skink.
This certainly is a momentous day.
I can't believe you suckers actually think you're going to see the game-winning home run ball.
Excuse me, it's the autographed game-winning home run ball, Skink. Ooh.
Yes, that is an undeniably vital detail. Don't forget the autograph.
Yeah, well, I'll bet the signature looks a lot like Liz's handwriting.
Well, we're here, Skink, so come on in and see for yourself.
I will.
You're going to be begging me to let you hold it before too long. Hi, Mom, I'm home.
Liz, is that you?
I'm just going up to my room. I'm going to show my friends the ball.
I need you to help me with this trash you were supposed to take out this morning.
Oh, right. I forgot. Just a minute, Mom. I'll be right there after I show them the ball.
Lizarardo Lacerda, I am standing here holding a smelly bag of trash, and I'm not waiting another minute.
Okay, Mom, I'm coming. Guys, you go on up. I'll be right there. But nobody better touch it. Just look.
Don't worry, Liz. I'll make sure no one picks it up.
The kids headed up to Liz's room while Liz raced to his mother, grabbed the trash bag out of her hand, and sprinted outside to drop it in the garbage can. He then dashed upstairs to his room. The gang was crowded in around Liz's dresser.
Well, what do you think?
It's amazing.
Didn't I tell ya?
It's unbelievable.
Oh, I know.
Unbelievable because it's invisible.
What? Wait a minute.
Where is it?
Where did it go? All right. What have you done with my ball?
I didn't touch your invisible ball.
It's not invisible.
What? Well, then where is it?
Lucille, what?
Liz, I'm afraid none of us saw
it. Yeah.
All right. Who was the first one into the room?
Maury was.
Maury, how could you?
How could I? What?
Look, just tell me what you did with it, or what Skink threatened to do to you,
hey.
And I'll forget the whole thing, okay?
Wait,
jeepers, Liz, I just walked into the room.
Come on.
Everyone else was right behind me.
Yeah.
I didn't take the ball.
No.
I didn't even see the ball.
Uh-huh.
This is not funny, Maury. Where is it?
Come on, Liz. Calm down. We'll find it.
I can't calm down, Spike. This is my prized possession, and it's gone. Maury, tell me what you did with my home run ball.
We never even saw it, Liz.
Lucille,
Liz, there was no ball.
Yeah.
I put it right here on my dresser next to my baseball trophies.
Maybe it rolled off and dropped behind the dresser.
Yeah,
well done, Spike. That's certainly a plausible explanation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, or maybe the Tooth Fairy came in and stole it so she could sell it on eBay.
That's gross. All right, quick. Spike, Maury, help me move my dresser so we can look behind it.
I'll look under your bed.
Oh, I see it.
Okay, grab it, Maury.
Oh,
grab it.
I almost got it.
Oh.
There it is.
Oh, yes.
It's a smelly old t-shirt. Ew.
Oh, that's just gross. I wonder how long that's been here.
Man, where's my ball?
Oh, could I please get some antibacterial hand gel?
Some what?
Preferably with moisturizer.
Oh, Wimp, just wipe your hands on your pants.
Okay, all right, that's it.
Whoa.
Until I find my ball, all of you are suspects.
What?
Liz checked each backpack, coat, and pocket, but still his baseball was missing.
How humiliating.
Well, I hope you find your ball, Liz, before you lose all your friends.
Yeah.
Friends? With friends like you guys, who needs
Liz, it? Don't say it. You'll regret it.
Who needs enemies?
You warned him not to say it.
That night, Liz decided to make plans for an immense investigation that would surely turn up his prized ball.
Well, let's see. Maury was first into the room, so Maury's got to be first on my list. Now, if I were Maury, where would I hide that ball? Let's see. Oh, come on, Liz. Think like a genius. I'd hide it behind behind my science kit. Yeah, that's it. All right, I'm gonna sneak into his room and get my ball back before he can say Albert Einstein.
The next day at school was a tough one for Liz. Skink told everyone that Liz hadn't caught the home run ball and that his whole story was a lie. After school, Liz skipped out of chess club, knowing that he would then beat Maury home from school. He ran as fast as he could, arriving at Maury's house panting and out of breath.
Hi, Mrs. Clubtoes. No, if you don't mind, I'll just wait for Maury in his room, okay? Oh, I'll be fine, ma'am. Don't worry about me. Okay, all right, let's go. All right, okay, now to find that ball. Let's see. Where does he keep his science kit? It's gotta be in his closet. Aha! Just as I expected. I'll bet my ball is right behind those blue beakers. Let's see. If I move this, then I can... Oh, man, my sleeve is caught on something. What? Oh, no. Oh, man, I knocked one of them over. Ew, I wonder what was in that thing. It doesn't stain anything. What about here? Oh, no. Whoops, there goes another one.
Hey, Liz. My mom said you were here.
Maury! Hi!
Hi.
Yes? I thought you were at chess club.
Oh, I decided I wasn't in the mood for chess.
Oh.
So, what you doing, Liz?
Oh, nothing. Just a little, science project.
Ooh, cool.
Yeah.
Hey, wait a minute.
What?
You were snooping, weren't you?
No, of course not, Maury. No, not at all.
I can't believe you would do this, Liz.
It's not what it looks like.
Well, I hope you're satisfied.
I'm sorry, Maury, but I'm desperate.
Liz, you're also blue.
What?
Well, maybe your skin tone would be more considered an azure or maybe a deep sapphire.
Look, Maury, I don't even care what color I am, okay? I just want my ball back.
Fine, I'll help you.
Good. Thank you. Then I'll cross you off my suspect list.
Oh, thanks a lot, Liz.
Well, for now, that is.
Hey, kids.
Check out one of our most popular giveaways at kidscorner.net. This month's giveaway is the Church in Action comic book. Just go to kidscorner.net and click on the Activities button to download the Church in Action comic book. Check out 6 different stories about how God's people are doing the work of the church right now around the world. The Church in Action comic book. Stories that can inspire you to discover your place in God's big story and learn how God is calling you to live out your Christian faith every day. All for free from kidscorner.net.
Maury called Lucille and asked her to meet him at Daddy-O's soda shop.
Psst, Lucille, over here.
Hey, Maury.
Lucille, we have to talk.
Oh, sure, what about what?
Liz. I think Liz is losing it.
Oh, you're telling me.
He blew up my room trying to find his ball.
He what?
Yeah, and now he says you're his next suspect.
Oh, really?
Affirmative. So I decided I'd better help you.
Well, thank you, Maury, but with what?
Hiding the ball.
What?
Look, Lucille, it's pretty obvious that you took the ball, right?
Oh, you know what, Maury, you and Liz, you're both ridiculous.
What?
Where do you get off accusing me of stealing and lying?
Lucille, I just figured I could help you return the ball to Liz without ever him having to find out.
Maury, whatever gave you the crazy idea that I even took the ball?
Well...
And by the way... What are these fake flowers doing on our table?
Flowers? What fake flowers?
No other table has flowers, Maury.
I don't see any flowers.
Maury, you've been practically speaking into them the whole time.
Oh, you mean these flowers.
And Maury, why is there a microphone in the flowers?
There is?
Yes, and it's connected to you.
That's so weird.
Okay, Liz, where are you hiding?
I'm right here behind the jukebox, Lucille. Look, Lucille, I know you took the ball. You're the only one who could have.
I didn't take your stupid ball, Liz.
You did take it, and Maury got your confession on tape.
Actually, Liz, you didn't confess.
What?
And that's because I didn't take your stupid ball.
All right, fine. You're off the hook, Lucille, for now.
Oh, thanks, Liz.
You're welcome.
You know, I've had just about enough of this.
Fine.
Fine. I do have one question, though.
What?
Why are you blue?
You know, actually, after much consideration, maybe the shade is more of a cobalt.
You guys, never mind what color I am, okay? All right, it's just as I suspected all along, then. Skink must be the thief.
Well, what about Spike?
I grilled him this morning. He didn't do it.
So now what?
We go and get my ball.
After Lucille and Maury made Liz go home and shower off the blue mess, Liz made them come out with him to the iguana's hideout.
Liz, have you completely lost your mind?
Look, I am certain that Skink has my ball.
So what exactly are we doing here?
We're gonna break into their hideout and get it back before they show up. Mm. Come on, follow me.
Oh man, I'm gonna need years of therapy after this.
Liz, Lucille, and Maury crept into the back of the iguana hideout, which was made out of old cardboard boxes stacked next to each other.
If Skink finds us here, we are finished.
Come on, we'll find my ball and be gone before they know it.
You know, Liz, I am finally convinced that you did catch that home run ball.
Why?
Because you'd never do something this nuts if you hadn't.
Oh, thanks.
Wow, it stinks in here.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah. Ugh. Something smells awful. What is that smell?
Ugh. Wait. I know what it reminds me of.
What?
It smells like old socks.
What?
Oh,
yes,
yeah.
It is definitely the odor of smelly old socks.
Socks?
Yep,
yeah.
Definitely the reek of old smelly socks.
Oh, no.
What?
Oh, no.
What? Somebody's coming?
No, nobody's coming, Maury. Oh, that's it.
That's what?
That's where my ball is.
Huh? Oh, great. Grab it and let's get out of here.
No, it's not here.
What do you mean it's not here?
I just remembered where I put it.
What do you mean, where you put it?
You mean you have it?
Yeah, when you said it smelled like old socks... I suddenly remembered where I hid it.
But you said it was on the dresser.
Well, it was, but in the middle of the night, I woke up afraid that somebody would sneak through my window and steal it. So I took it off my dresser and I hid it.
Where?
In my sock drawer.
Your sock drawer?
Yeah. I figured it would blend in with all my rolled up pairs of white socks.
But you blamed us.
Well,
yeah, you called us liars.
And thieves.
Oh, no.
Now what?
Oh, no. Somebody's coming.
Oh, quick, out the back.
Hurry.
Liz, Lucille, and Maury raced back to Liz's house, yanked open his sock drawer, and revealed the prized ball that Liz had accused so many people of stealing.
I can't believe I forgot about hiding it here.
Yeah, I can't believe you blew up my closet when the ball was in your sock drawer the whole time.
Yeah. I can't believe you accused all of us of lying to you.
Well, yeah, and of stealing your ball.
Yeah.
After a very long and awkward moment, standing together staring at Liz's sock drawer, the gang decided to head over to Grandpa Anoli's to show him the prized ball.
So, Liz, this is the famous ball.
Yep, Smiling Tom's famous home run ball.
No, I meant the famous ball that was worth more to you than your closest friendship.
Oh, but Grandpa, it's not just a ball. It's an autographed Desert World Series game-winning home runner.
Mm-hmm. And it makes it worth more to you than your lifelong friends.
No, of course not. You're right, Grandpa. I was wrong for accusing Lucille and Maury.
Mm-hmm. And Spike.
Yeah, and don't forget Skink.
Oh, come on, Skink.
Well, you also accused Skink of something he didn't do.
Yeah, I guess you're right, Lucille. But I was so sure somebody had taken it. And besides, Skink started all those rumors at school about me that I was lying about catching that ball.
Well, being lied about doesn't feel good, does it?
No.
Bible tells us, do not slander one another.
Yeah, well.
In other words, keep from saying mean things about each other.
Okay.
In fact, in James 1:19 it says, everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry.
Oh.
Now, Liz, it seems to me you accused your friends out of anger.
Yeah, you didn't listen to us. You just blamed us for something we didn't do.
No, you're right. I know. I never should have said any of that stuff. This ball just means so much to me.
Yeah, obviously.
Yeah.
That ball was more important to you than how you treated us.
Yeah.
And to be honest, Liz, you said some pretty mean things.
You sure did.
I know, you're all right. I was mad and I jumped to conclusions before I knew the facts. I'm really sorry, guys.
Thanks, Liz.
I forgive you, Liz.
Well, I'm glad you apologized to your friends, Liz, but I think you also owe Skink an apology.
Oh, come on, Grandpa Skink. I'd rather eat Smiling Tom's ball than apologize to Skink.
Well, that may be, but in the Bible, God says to slander no one.
Oh.
And I think it's pretty clear that would even include Skink. Got it?
Yeah, Grandpa, I got it.
All righty, then. Now, let me see that ball.
Here.
Now that's a beauty.
Isn't it?
Liz learned an important lesson in all of this. Acting out of anger and calling others names is certainly not how God wants us to respond, even in the stickiest of situations. In fact, the Bible tells us everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry. If you ever end up in a situation with a friend, a parent, or even someone like Skink who is hard to get along with, and you feel like you just want to lose your cool and blow your top, instead, make a choice to hold your tongue and let God work things out peaceably. I promise, you'll be glad you did. Just ask Liz.
Hey, you know what?
Shh, listen.
That's all the time we've got for today's Listen Friends.
Do you hear that?
Don't miss any of our shows.
It's fun.
And remember, we need to hear from you.
Oh, that makes me feel better.
Contact us at our website, kidscorner.net. That's kidscorner.net.
I can't believe it.
Remember, you can get all the KC stuff there.
How to get what?
Download stories, work through the Bible study, and get closer to God.
That was just what I needed.
And become one of God's children.
Do you hear that?
The KC website is for you.
Come on, don't you want to know what's going on?
Kidscorner.net. Everyone's waiting to hear from you.
I've been looking all over for you.
So do it now.
That was good.
And follow Kids Corner throughout the week at facebook.com/KidsCornerRadio.
Oh, thank you.
Hey, thanks for listening, and don't miss our next show. See ya.
I'll see you later, Liz.
See you later.
Today's show was written by Doug and Melissa Timberlake. Liz and Friends is a production of Reframe Ministries.